So we are finishing up our theme week on things you didn't know were invented by women. And
that's
this
right.
one is was surprising to me, and it's something that we all use, not maybe on a daily basis, but often, all the time.
Okay, all the time.
Windshield wipers.
Windshield
yes.
wipers, okay.
Yeah, so wow. windshield wipers were invented by a woman named Mary Elizabeth Anderson.
Okay.
Now, she was also a real estate developer,
oh.
a rancher, a viticulturist.
A what?
She worked, she had a vineyard.
What is it called?
Viticulture.
Oh, viniculture.
Viticulture.
What? Viti?
Yeah, V-I-T.
Viticulture.
And she was also the inventor of the windshield wiper blade.
Wow.
Yes.
All right.
So she was born in Alabama at the start of Reconstruction in 1866. In 1889, she moved with her widowed mother and sister to the booming town of Birmingham.
Birmingham.
Her education is unknown. She was never married and didn't have any children.
Oh.
In Birmingham, she became a real estate developer soon after settling. And wow. Built an apartment building and managed it there.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're a go-getter.
In 1893, she left Birmingham to operate a cattle ranch and vineyard in Fresno, California, but
Jeez.
Returned in 1898 to help care for an ailing aunt.
Oh, wow.
So in a visit to New York City in the winter of 1902, Anderson sat in a trolley car on a frosty day and observed that the trolley car driver struggled to see past the windows because of the falling sleet.
Oh, yeah.
The trolley car's front window was designed for bad weather visibility, but its multi-pane windshield system didn't work very well.
Mm.
So to clear it, the driver either had to open the window, so all the sleet just
comes
blew
right
into
in.
His face,
right?
Or lean out of the vehicle, or stop the car to go outside and wipe the windshield with his hands.
Wow.
So
three
terrible all the way around.
Bad options, yeah.
Right. So Anderson, who was not an engineer, but she was an entrepreneur.
Oh, yeah.
She identified the problem and its opportunity and began to sketch her windshield wiper device right there sitting in the trolley.
In the trolley car.
Yes.
Wow.
She envisioned a windshield wiper blade that the trolley driver could operate from the inside.
Yeah.
At the time, it rarely occurred to anyone else to eliminate the problem. It was just something that drivers just had to accept and deal with.
That's wild.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy to think about that.
They built trolley cars and they could do that technology and nobody thought, hey, why don't we...
When we invent something to put right. on the windshield to clear it off.
And there's ladies yeah. in the back like, I got it.
Yeah.
I got you.
So when she returned to Alabama, she hired a designer for a hand-operated device to keep a windshield clear and had a local company produce a working model. She applied for and in 1903 was granted a 17-year patent
oh.
for her windshield wiper.
Very nice.
Her device consisted of a lever inside the vehicle that controlled a rubber blade on the outside. The lever could be operated to cause the spring-loaded arm to move back and forth across the windshield.
Very nice.
And a counterweight was used to ensure contact between the wiper and the window.
Yeah.
The device could be also easily removed if desired after winter was over.
Oh, yeah, because you don't need the, you don't need them in the summer at all.
Yeah, right.
Well, maybe down in Alabama you don't.
Maybe not.
Maybe it
right.
didn't rain down there.
Similar devices had been made earlier, but Anderson's was the first windshield clearing device that was actually effective.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
So in 1903, when she applied for the patent, cars were not very popular yet. Henry Ford's Model A automobile had not been manufactured yet, and so when she tried to sell the rights to her invention through a noted Canadian firm, they rejected her application.
Ugh.
The device had no practical value, they said,
wow.
and so it was not worth any money. And furthermore, many stressed the risk that the driver would be distracted
oh, yeah.
by operating the device and the moving wipers.
Yeah. Yeah, driver.
Little did they know.
We don't want drivers distracted.
It's the windshield wipers that's distracting. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fast forward to iPhones and
yeah.
radios.
Right.
And yeah.
By 1913, the automobile manufacturing business had grown exponentially and windshield wipers were standard equipment.
Oh, yeah.
In 1922, Cadillac became the first car manufacturer to adopt them as standard equipment.
Fancy people.
However, Anderson never profited from her invention since the patent expired in 1920.
Oh,
yep.
That's too bad.
Yep. The first automatic electric wiper arms were patented in 1917 by another woman named Charlotte Bridgewood.
Oh.
But like Anderson, she also never made any money from her invention.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah.
These great ideas. They should be able to capitalize on these
It's
things.
Only in recent years that Anderson's contribution to the automotive industry has been properly recognized.
Oh, good.
In 2011, nearly six decades after her death, she was inducted into the National Inventors Hall of Fame.
About time.
Yeah.
About time. All right, better late than never, I guess. Picked out a record to go along with windshield wipers, did you?
Yeah, so we're going to play I Can See Clearly Now by Johnny Nash.
You got it, sir. Thank you
You're
so
welcome.
Much. Legends 1027, Johnny Nash. And I can see clearly now. Sarah, do you remind us, why did we just play that record?
Because we were talking about windshield wipers.
Yes.
As the final portion of our theme week on things you didn't know were invented by women.
Yes, no idea. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Yes.
Go.
All right. Mary Anderson was inspired to create the windshield wiper after seeing a trolley car driver struggling to clear his window.
While similar devices had been made, her invention was the first windshield clearing device to be effective.
And she never profited from her invention.
Look at that.
Her patent was just a little too early.
A little too early. Yeah. And then, yeah, that's too bad.
Yep.
I tell you what, these kind of people that they, I mean, look at her. She was in Alabama mm-hmm. in the early 1900s. She built an apartment complex and ran it.
Yep.
Then she left. She went out to California. She was a rancher.
Yep.
And then she came back to care for a family member and invented a windshield wiper while visiting New York City.
Yeah.
I mean.
And not married.
Who? Just, how many people do you know that could build an apartment building and then go be a rancher?
Yeah.
And then just. Some people are
pretty
wired differently,
right?
You know?
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Folks want to learn more about the windshield wipers, Sarah. Where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my wiki blog if you go to legends1027.com.
Right.
On the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
Probably need your wipers on the way home tonight.
Yeah,
snow
really.
Coming down.
And you can thank Mary Anderson for them.
You can.
Mm-hmm.
You can for both of them.
Yes.
Because in her day, it was probably just the one
just
wiper.
The one, yeah.
Now you got two. I got one on the back.
Me too. Wow.
Wipers everywhere. All right. Wonderful. Back again Monday with a fresh episode.
Absolutely.
Love the theme. By the way, love the theme week. Just to recap, if you're just tuning in, these five big inventions by women you probably didn't even know. Liquid paper, Monopoly, the board game, aquariums, the things fish swim in, home security systems, the things just about all of us have, and windshield wipers. Amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you for bringing that to us.
Oh, you're welcome.
Excellent. All right. Back on Monday, okay?
Okay.
All right. Traffic and weather on the way. We'll update you on the snow. And we're going to talk movies coming up 5:45 with our movie man, Josh Eisenhart on Legends 1027.